You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis met this week with the members of the Assembly of Western Catholic Bishops of Canada who were in Rome on their ad limina visit. Ukrainian Greek Catholic Bishop David Moychuk of the Eparchy of Edmonton and Ken Nowakowski of New Westminster came to Vatican Radio where they spoke with Christopher Wells about their meeting with the Pope.
Let's start out with everybody saying your name and title.
Bishop Ken Nowakowski, the Ukrainian Catholic Bishop of New Westminster for British Columbia and the Yukon.
David Moychuk, the parochial bishop for Ukrainian Catholics in Edmonton and the province of Alberta.
You have the Yukon too.
I do.
Do you get up there very often?
I've just been there once just to lay claim.
Okay. They have to fly you up there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can drive.
It would take you hours.
It would take probably 19 hours from Vancouver to Whitehorse.
Can't imagine.
Or 45 minutes by flight.
Who has the rest of the north for you?
Well, it's supposed to be that if you take the Canadian provincial borders and you head straight north, those sections over Alberta of the Northwest Territories would be under the jurisdiction. But I don't think that we've made a great effort in visiting. Maybe Ken has been the pioneer in that regard.
I can't imagine you have too many faithful up there. I mean,
There would be some.
In Whitehorse, when I was there, I met with different Ukrainian leaders who have been up there for a time. And they said that there are probably, that was a few years ago, they said there would probably be at least 250 or 300 people in Whitehorse who would consider themselves ethnically Ukrainian. Whether they all would be Ukrainian Catholic is another thing, but
okay.
They're there.
That's a significant part of the population.
The job, the work.
Yeah. One of my best friends I went to high school with was an RCMP officer. That was his first posting there, so he was in Yellowknife.
Okay.
So the government jobs, social network structure support, medical, whatever it be, education, Ukrainians are everywhere.
In fact, and especially in Canada, where a lot of people don't know, the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church and the Ukrainian population is very, very large in proportion to the population.
Well, you take Canada would have a population, I don't know, 35 million, something like that. 1.2 million, according to our last census, trace their roots to Ukrainian ethnicity in one way or another. So it's a large sense of the population. And then the Ukrainian Catholic Church would be the largest Eastern Catholic Church that has a presence in Canada.
In fact, the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church is the largest Eastern Church in the world.
I like to say that we're the second largest Catholic Church.
In fact, very good. Now, bishops, you're here for your ad limina visits. The first time the Canadian bishops have been here in, I think, 10 years. I think you were saying earlier since 2006. So obviously this is your first time doing an ad limina visit with our relatively new Holy Father, Pope Francis. Can you give me some of your impressions? I know you met with him earlier this week.
Well, for me, I felt very much that it was a meeting between brothers. Instantly, we felt at ease, and instantly there was no strangeness.
We played a game of soccer. So we're seated around in a circle, and Pope Francis, after just a beautiful welcome and really very fraternal and brotherly, put us at ease. And he says, here's the soccer ball. We'll put it down in the midst, and whoever wants to kick it first, we can begin our dialogue, our discussion. Just a wonderful image, and very much as a peaceful, brotherly conversation about the joys and challenges of our ministry in which he shares.
And can you share with us a little bit, in broad terms, certainly, what concerns, what your hopes are for your churches, what the challenges are, what you brought to Pope Francis from Canada?
Well, I think it was very much a time of listening to each other. And, you know, he said that to us, you know, being a bishop is hard, and he appreciates what we're doing and how we're working. And I think one of the things that he emphasized for all of us was the need to be close to our people, that relationship of closeness, and also emphasized something that I think in the Eastern Catholic churches we understand well, and that's the concept of synodality. being in a close relationship with our faithful, with our parish priests, with the bishops, and with the Holy Father.
Listening would have been a key word for me. Pope Francis encouraged us to listen to our people. For example, is this the next Papal Synod in October of 2018 will be on the theme of youth within our church. And it's a huge challenge for the Ukrainian Catholic Church to engage our young people in the ministry of the church. They're so preoccupied with so many other things. But he's encouraging us to find ways to have conversations with our young people so that the material, the synod, will go well. Like, what are their concerns? What are their aspirations? What are their hopes for the future? So to listen. As a bishop or a priest, it's hard for us to do that. We like to do all the talking, but it's so important to listen.
And in fact, with the theme of listening, and Bishop, you spoke about synodality, which is something that maybe has had more of a focus for the Eastern Catholic Churches. Could you kind of give an explanation of what synodality involves, maybe even how that might be different from other models in the Church?
Well, synodality on one level means is this when the bishops will come together, is this in reflection of the pastoral needs of the day. But Pope Francis encouraged us to go beyond that. And synodality can also mean is this within a family, a mother, a father, this the extended family, grandparents, grandchildren, and beyond, or in the parish, the parish pastoral council, the parish finance council, the entire parish gathered around their pastor, but all of us listening to each other's, exchanging ideas, and to ensure that we take responsibility for the life of the church. I think that's a broader sense of synodality that Pope Francis is encouraging us to look at.
I like very much the image of synodality in the family, where there's structure, you still have the parents and the children and the grandparents, and they don't all have the same role, but they all have responsibility in the family, and they all have something to say, and they all have a role to play in the whole.
I think my experience of synodality within the Ukrainian Catholic Church, but in the sense of the broader church, is we can have structures which are important, but I think that relationships make the structures work. Without those relationships, structures tend to be empty.
And in fact, that brings us to another point in relationships you have, not just within the various churches themselves, but also between the churches, which is maybe a difficult concept for some people to think about. We're used to thinking of our church, the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church or the Latin Church. And you're here in union with the Holy Father, the Bishop of Rome, but also with your fellow bishops in Canada from the Latin churches.
Yes, it's an incredible experience. We've already been in Canada for, as a official structure, for well over 100 years since the arrival of our first appointed bishop, Blessed Nikita Butka, who Pope St. John Paul II beatified in 2001. And this relationship that we have with the two churches, the Latin Church and the Ukrainian Catholic Church, I think is a model that could be followed anywhere in the world in its relationship with each other.
In fact, you're here as part of the Western Bishops Conference for the Canadian Bishops. How many Eastern bishops are there with you?
Well, in the Conference Western Canada, there's 22 of us. Four of those are Ukrainian Catholic eparchies, and the remainder would be the Roman Catholic Church. Perhaps that'll grow in the future because of this immigration. Unfortunately, from the difficult situation in places like the Middle East, where we have new Eastern entities, Catholic and Orthodox. So, for example, is this the Syro-Malabar bishop participated in our last meeting of the bishops from Western Canada.
And that brings another dimension into the discussion and the conversation as well. The ad limina visits and the relationship with the Pope and amongst yourselves also implies a relationship with the whole of the Universal Church throughout the world.
Well, very much so. And I think one of the things that we were saying is this year We are celebrating the 150th anniversary of the canonization of St. Josaphat, who's actually buried at St. Peter's Basilica. And St. Josaphat really was a remarkable man in many ways, but he died for Christian unity, for wanting the Eastern Church in the territory of Ukraine and what's now Belarus to be united, fully united in Eucharistic communion with the Holy See. And that's an incredible thing. And this Tuesday we had the opportunity to celebrate our Ukrainian Catholic Divine Liturgy with our brother Latin Rite bishops at the tomb of St. Josaphat. And so that was a great sign for me of unity, to be in St. Peter's Basilica at the tomb of St. Peter, celebrating over the tomb of St. Josaphat with our Latin Rite brothers.
I know that as this is Great Lent and we should be working on our humility, but that was one of my proudest moments during this Ad Limina, where the 22 bishops were able to gather in the celebration of the Divine Liturgy, according to the Ukrainian church, and to pray for Christian unity. Pope Francis reminded us during our visit with him earlier this week that the Ad Limina visit is a very visible sign of communion with the bishops throughout the world, with Pope Francis, but with others. So oftentimes in a parish or in an eparchy or a diocese, we kind of get caught up as this in the day-to-day life of our local church. But here was a direct, a concrete symbol and action of unity of the Catholic Church in action, especially in prayer. It was just a beautiful moment for me.
And celebrating at the altar of St. Josaphat in St. Peter's, you see, for those of you who are not regularly able to come to Rome, it's very beautiful where the relics of the bishop are laid out under the altar in the proper vestments, and a very great sign of that unity. Now, Bishop Ken, I think you were telling me there's going to be a larger celebration this summer for the 150th anniversary.
Yes, on June 25th. This year, our Major Archbishop Patriarch Sviatoslav Shevchuk and many bishops, and we're expecting several thousand pilgrims to come to a Divine Liturgy at St. Peter's Basilica and be in Rome for a few days to commemorate that great saint, St. Josaphat.
And kind of drawing our conversation a little bit to a conclusion, the Ad Limina visit is not just about coming to Rome, but it's also about bringing something back to your people. And you spoke about listening and being close to the people. What are you going to bring back to your people in Canada when you return next week to your homes and to your home eparchies?
Well, the joy and pride of being with Pope Francis is this on Facebook and other social media. Is this the pictures are abounding. And here's an incredible man, as this is that is just filled with the joy of the gospel. So I hope to, with his enthusiasm and my renewed enthusiasm, to be able to share that with our faithful back home.
I can only echo what Bishop David said. I think that the enthusiasm, the renewed sense of communion with our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and an excitement of where we are as a church in Canada in relationship with the Holy See.
And Bishop David, Bishop Ken, thank you very much for coming in. I know Ad Limina visits are very, very busy times for you, so we really do appreciate your coming in and speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.